This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WLCX Daily News Roundup for the Eagle, 1490 AM in La Crosse.
For AM 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice Brian Hagedorn said yesterday he is recusing himself from an upcoming case that will decide the fate of Act 10, which was passed in 2011 and took away collective bargaining rights from some state workers. Hagedorn was one of the authors of the legislation when it passed. Hagedorn's recusal leaves six justices to decide the case, four liberal and two conservative. Republican state lawmakers are now calling on Justice Janet Protasiewicz to recuse herself as well after she said she thought the law was unconstitutional before being elected to the state Supreme Court. A court case drawing national attention in Crawford County had its most recent update yesterday. A man with alleged ties to a Venezuelan gang appeared in court for a number of charges, including sexual assault, child abuse, and battery, which happened last fall in Prairie du Chien. The case is drawing attention due to the suspect's immigration status. The suspect, Alejandro Coronel Zarate, is a suspected member of a gang that President Donald Trump is adding to a list of foreign terrorist groups. The next court date is set for March. Another Toma School District school was placed on hold after a bullet was found in a bathroom Thursday. Students were held in classrooms while law enforcement investigated any potential threats and searched for weapons at Toma Middle School on Thursday. No threat or weapons were found. Last week, Toma High School had to be placed on hold after bullets were found in a bathroom there, making it the second time in just 6 days that ammunition was found in a Toma School District building. A number of wildfires have broken out across Wisconsin this week. With more, here's Civic Media's Lisa Hale.
When it's dry and windy, the risk of wildfires increases. And while January may not be peak wildfire season in Wisconsin, a line starting at the top of Door County and the northern edge of Brown County, all the way across the state and then southward towards the Illinois border, has been classified as a moderate fire risk by the DNR. Usually, the ground would be covered in snow right now, but warmer days and the second driest January on record make the conditions prime for a spark from a motor or a cigarette to cause a wildfire. For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale.
The southern two-thirds of the state, including the Cooley region, is considered to be at moderate risk for wildfires today. The city of La Crosse is set to take action next week on a new ordinance banning the release of balloons. According to a proposed ordinance document filed at the city's Judicial and Administrative Committee, the ban would apply to outdoor releases of balloons lighter than air. It carves out exceptions for scientific or weather balloons, as well as hot air balloons. Mayor Mitch Reynolds said that the balloons released outdoors end up polluting the environment and can affect grazing livestock. Absentee ballots have been sent out by election clerks around the state as the spring primary arrives on February 18th. On Tuesday, in-person absentee voting begins, and the deadline to request an absentee ballot is on February 13th. The spring primary will be held on February 18th statewide from 7 a.m. until 8 p.m. You can visit the Wisconsin Election Commission's website for more information. To check on your registration status or to see what's on your ballot, go to myvote.wi.gov. Today we'll have mild temperatures in the Cooley region with highs in the 40s. Tomorrow there's a chance of snow overnight into Sunday with accumulations under an inch expected. After a mild Sunday, we'll head back towards more seasonable temperatures Monday and Tuesday with highs in the 20s to low 30s. We'll have more details coming up in our Civic Media forecast.
You can take Civic Media with you anywhere you go by downloading the free app. Get it now at civicmedia.us or on your device's app store.
I'm Jimmy Cuska for AM 1490 WLCX and lacrosseeagle.com.
The Packers lose a defensive coach. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Packers linebacker and run defense coordinator Anthony Campanelli is leaving Green Bay to become defensive coordinator of the Jacksonville Jaguars. Campanelli asked what's one of the biggest things he's learned as an NFL assistant coach.
Everybody has a different personality. I think that's part of being a coach is understanding that you don't coach everybody the exact same way. It just doesn't work that way.
On offense, former Vikings quarterback Sean Mannion expected to become Jordan Love's quarterback. Back coach Tom Clements retired last week. NBA, the Bucks in San Antonio to take on the Spurs. Damian Lillard named to the All-Star team as a reserve. Lillard talked about missing out on a chance to meet former UFC boxing champ Conor McGregor at the Jazz game the other night.
I didn't even know he was there. That's what was crazy. It's like we came back in here after the game and they was talking about it and I didn't even see him. And I'm a big Conor McGregor fan too, so I would have had some questions for him.
That's the Bucks' Damian Lillard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Well, the murder weapon was never recovered, and there were no eyewitnesses, but most people still think O.J. did it, including O.J. According to Simpson's doctor, Simpson took the truth to his grave. Why is there yet another docuseries about this horribly tragic true crime story? Because obviously people can't get enough of it. American Manhunt, O.J. Simpson, is a new four-part docuseries featuring interviews with police, lawyers who were on the case, Simpson's agent, and Ron Goldman's sister, Kim. American Manhunt is available on Netflix. Speaking of Netflix, as we often do, when launching a new talk show, it's important to somehow make it unique and give it an identity separate from other talk shows. Comedian John Mulaney will host a talker on the streamer that has been the home to many of his stand-up comedy specials. Not many details have been released, and that is on purpose, according to Mulaney, who says this was the perfect match because he never wanted to do a talk show, and Netflix was getting out of the talk show game. I'm officially curious. 36 years ago, if you went to see the movie When Harry Met Sally, you got to see Meg Ryan proving that a woman can fake a really good time without the man knowing. If you read between the lines, you will probably remember the iconic scene set in an NYC deli. The famous commercial is being recreated for the Super Bowl, which is pretty cool, but with the same flirty and much older actors. Gross. It was only a matter of time, as there is nothing Americans want to see more than old people fake climaxing. Enjoy the game, but not too much. There is no statute of limitations on how far back Hollywood will go for a remake, as evidenced by the latest news that a Little House on the Prairie reboot is in the works, according to TVSeriesFinale.com. Really? They couldn't pick a better name? The first season of the show, that was originally based on the books by Laura Ingalls Wilder, will focus on the Ingalls family's move to Kansas. When the show drops, it will be on Netflix. Headed to the movies this weekend, the mystery thriller Companion opens in wide release, and the critics are digging it. It's pulling a 94% on Rotten Tomatoes, where it mentions the film is brought to you by the makers of The Notebook and the horrifying Barbarian, making Companion a different kind of love story. The film stars Sophie Thatcher and Jack Quaid. If you're looking to keep the kids occupied, check out the film Dogman. Dogman follows a police canine officer and his human partner who are injured on the job. To save their lives, the surgeons make them one, like in the same man-dog body. Like he could tell himself to roll over, or housebreak himself, or catch his own frisbee. It might sound a little science fiction-y, but it's a bona fide kids movie rated PG and pulling a 70% on Rotten Tomatoes. If that's not convincing enough, the caption on the poster reads, "Part dog, part man, all hero." They sound like a very good boy. Let's go to the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hi, meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Now, don't expect record warmth like yesterday, but still a pretty nice winter day today. Look for increasing sunshine with highs right around 40, a bit on the breezy side. Partly cloudy tonight with a low near 22. On Saturday, mostly cloudy, a bit breezy with highs in the mid-30s. Right now, it's 30.
That's your WLCX Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lacrosseeagle.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.